I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, September 30th. There have been four rollover crashes at the Four River Rotary in Quincy this week. Every night so far this week, a vehicle traveling into Quincy from Weymouth over the Four River Bridge has struck the rotary and rolled over. In at least two cases, the operators have been charged with drunk driving. The injuries have been serious but non-life-threatening. 35-year-old Alexander Montanaro of Weymouth has reportedly admitted to holding up the Quincy Credit Union in Quincy Tuesday afternoon. Police say Montanaro turned himself into the Weymouth police station Tuesday night. Montanaro ended up empty-handed after dropping a $20 bill that he stole during the robbery. A 78-year-old man was accidentally shot in Milton on Wednesday. The victim was found along Randolph Avenue and taken to the hospital. He is expected to survive. Police were seen removing several long guns from the victim's home. Police say he does have a valid firearms license. The MBTA says ride trips that originate at Logan Airport and end within 3/4 of a mile of the subway system will be free. The free trips from the airport will begin tomorrow. Quincy School Committee Vice Chair Catherine Hubley has been hired as the Community Outreach Coordinator for the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Pat McDermott says Hubley will be responsible for his Youth Substance Use and Mental Health Task Force. The Norfolk County Labor Council has raised $13,000 to donate to Cradles for Crayons. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch presented the check, which will provide winter coats to local children. The United Way and the Liberty Bay Credit Union also helped to raise those funds. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, September 30th.